Hello. I felt honoured and a little nervous to be asked to tell you about my favourite carol and how I came to St George's, all in my 5 minutes of fame under the spotlight, so I had to write it down. When I was a child, I was fortunate enough to be brought up going to All Hallows Church in Cheadle, where for my teenage years I was taught by Andy and Helen Livingston, and the vicar at the time was John Varty. As I grew older, I married, left the area, and stopped going to church. I wasn't happy, met someone else, divorced, remarried, and did not practice a Christian faith in my life. I had ups and downs, good times and bad, but I think God was always watching over me. I wouldn't say that I didn't believe in God, but I'm sure he wouldn't have been happy with the things which I did, thought, or said. I had well and truly gone astray. Over the years, I have been to church on the odd occasion, and in 2014, All Hallows was celebrating 50 years. So I went to the Sunday service. All this time, I had felt that there was something missing in my life. John Varty was a guest speaker, and following the service, I told him something like I'd fallen off the page. Following this, he sent me, via my mum, a little book called Uncover, a modern interactive version of the Gospel of Luke, with a scanner app nonetheless. I emailed a reply of thanks, and he told me how Andy and Helen and Rob McLaren, who had also been vicar at All Hallows, were now at St George's. I looked up St George's on the internet, and it had photos from the recent facelift and had a warm, inviting feel. So I turned up one Sunday at the 11 o'clock service. Who should welcome me as I sat waiting for the service to start but Andy Livingston? Though he couldn't think where he recognised my face from and needed reminding. The week after, I started doing teas and coffees on the third Sunday, which isn't every week, and I was really keen to read my Bible, to help others, and I had so much to learn about everything. I've been going to the study groups at the vicarage, prayer groups for the Besant Project, and the Alpha Course. I'm learning about reading God's Word, the power of prayer, how Jesus Christ was born with a purpose to die, to pay for my sin, and asking God to continue to fill me with the Holy Spirit, to change my life, to live a Christian way, and to fill me with love for all others. I'm sure I've never prayed or read my Bible so much in my life. Now I feel like I'm under a great big super trooper light all the time, so it's very important to learn and put into practice what I learn. If I lead by poor example, how can I expect other people to see and come to Christ? Not only can other people judge me on what I do or say, but God knows my every thought. And if I don't live as a Christian, then I can't be a Christian, and I can't receive the gift that God so wants to give us all. I feel like a little child with so much to catch up on and so much to learn, eager and excited, which brings me to Christmas. Sir Edward Heath says, this splendid traditional carol is said to have been sung in the streets of London in the middle of the last century from a broadsheet printed some 50 years earlier. God rest ye merry gentlemen means God keep you happy, gentlemen and ladies. This carol will certainly do that if sung in a robust and spirited way. Remember, Jesus Christ, our Saviour, was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace this holy tide of Christmas, all other duty face. Thank you.